By now, you may have heard of a new app for smartphones called Pokemon Go. It was released in the United States on July 6 and has taken the country by storm. There's a feature in the game that encourages you to visit historic, unique, or touristy spots in the real world. Our very own game enthusiast, Liz McCormick, has been exploring the Eastern Panhandle while playing the widely popular game and brings us this report.
So for full disclosure, I have been a big fan of the Pokemon franchise since it came to the US in the late 90s. Pokemon was created in Japan in 1996. Through video games and trading cards, players collected Pokemon, or pocket monsters, unique to the game and even battled them. Jump ahead 20 years and Pokemon can now be played on your smartphone.
It came out of the Pokeball!
That's the third time.
Really?
Man,
do you have berries?
I ran around Shepherdstown last week with a few friends who also play Pokemon Go. All of us are millennials who spent our childhoods either battling or trading Pokemon after school in the cafeteria or on Saturday mornings at the local bookstore. Games editor for Mashable, Chelsea Stark, says what made the game so popular for the generation was the built-in sense of adventure and self-importance. And they're reliving that experience today at the touch of a finger. Stark spoke with West Virginia Public Broadcasting via Skype.
It was all these people who grew up loving Pokemon and becoming like huge Pokemon fans and are now kind of adults and like are able to have this awesome experience of kind of playing with Pokemon in the real world.
To fully play the game, you have to get out and explore the world around you. Pokemon Go uses something called augmented reality to bring those Pokemon to your front yard, your living room, or to your nearby park. The game's main screen looks like a GPS map with your avatar standing in your current location. As you walk around, wild Pokemon appear on your screen, tap them with your finger, your camera turns on, and suddenly you see that Pokemon standing right in front of you.
The fact that it kind of takes on this real world feeling and gives you like a feeling like there's a layer of magic around us, I think just may help it spread like wildfire.
That layer of magic comes in many forms, from the Pokemon themselves to little blue floating boxes that appear as you explore. These blue boxes are known as Pokestops, and they're often placed at historic locations or landmarks. So I'm here in front of the Shepherdstown Sweet Shop, and if it weren't for Pokemon Go, I actually wouldn't know that this was formerly a Civil War hospital. Who knew? There are dozens of Pokestops in historic Shepherdstown, from the Sweet Shop to the Rumsey Monument, celebrating James Rumsey, thought by locals to be the real father of the steamboat, the first of which was showcased in Shepherdstown. So is the game having an impact on local tourism? My friend Austin Sussman, who is a student at Shepherd and, like me, grew up in Charleston, thinks it's entirely possible.
The weekend it first came out, I was actually back home in Charleston, and I found some statues downtown that I'd never seen before. Stuff in front of buildings I'd driven by every day that I never stopped to look at the statues before.
Already, institutions like Shepherd University are looking at ways to incorporate this new phenomenon into their services, like a scavenger hunt for incoming freshmen to learn about Shepherdstown. And even the Harpers Ferry National Historical Park has taken notice. John Lustria has been a seasonal park ranger there for the last 4 years. He's also a Pokemon Go player. Lustria says he's noticed more people in the park playing the game, and he says rangers at the National Mall in Washington, D.C. are actually talking about starting hikes incorporating Pokemon Go.
The idea is they will lead a group of people playing the game and you know, help them catch Pokemon, and then they'll probably talk about a variety of the monuments and historic things on the mall.
There are concerns that come with the game, though, from distracted driving to players getting mugged to one player finding a dead body. And then there are also concerns in-game over data tracking and privacy. Many of my friends say the privacy issue doesn't really deter them from playing, including Dylan Mushaw.
I mean, like, I'm already on social media and all that crap, so my stuff's out there already, probably.
Back to Chelsea Stark with Mashable. She says just a few days after the game's release, programmers did improve some privacy aspects for users signing in with a Google account. As for the data tracking,
I mean, if you're concerned about that, then you shouldn't own a smartphone, because your smartphone, Apple is tracking you, Google is tracking you already if you own an Android phone, and your cell carrier is definitely tracking you.
Pokemon Go has only been out for about 2 weeks, and it's already left a mark on our culture. In just the first few days, it became the most downloaded cell phone app ever. During a summer full of political and social strife, many say the game has provided a nice getaway, even if it's only for a few moments. So to all my fellow Go players, Get out there, explore your communities, and catch Pokemon. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick in Shepherdstown.